Chelsea handler 2020 wish, white female Trump voters realize the damage he's caused. By Hannah Blow on December 30, 2019. Left-wing comedian Chelsea Handler lambasted white women who support President Donald Trump, accusing the president of inflicting damage on minorities and urging white women to think about what it's like to not be them heading into the new year. The activist, who starred in a Netflix documentary on white privilege, Hello, Privilege. It's Me, Chelsea, lectured white female Trump supporters on Monday, essentially accusing them of assisting Trump in inflicting damage on minorities. I hope the 53% of white women who voted for Donald Trump in 2016 realize the damage he has caused to people who are not white, she said. I hope in 2020 they can think about what it's like to not be them. Handler's tweet links to an article from The Hill, which details the results of a third way in the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies poll showing that of the 46% of black voters who identify as strong Democrats, 57% are more energized to vote in 2020 than they were in 2016. As Breitbart News has extensively reported, the unemployment rate for black Americans fell to 5.4% in October, the lowest level on record. Additionally, the unemployment rate among black men remained at the lowest level ever in November. The economy added 266,000 jobs in the month, far more than expected. Black men over 20 picked up 14,000 of those jobs, according to Labor Department data released Friday. That matched an increase in the civilian labor force for that cohort. As a result, the unemployment rate for black men stayed at the all-time low of 5.1% hit in October. The total number of black men employed in the U.S. rose to a seasonally adjusted 9,014,000, the highest on record. The total black male civilian labor force is comprised of just under 9.5 million individuals. The labor force participation rate held steady at 68%. A Rasmussen poll released in November showed approval of Trump among black likely voters standing at 34% support. This is far from the first time Handler, author of Life Will Be the Death of Me, and You Too, has attempted to guilt white female voters who support Republican or conservative politicians and policies. Handler penned an essay following Trump's victory in 2016, proclaiming that the country has a problem with women supporting women. One of the saddest things about November 8, she wrote, was the women of America who somehow managed to vote for Donald Trump, specifically the 53% of all white female voters who chose Mr. Trump. 94% of black women voted for Hillary Clinton, because unlike white women, black women don't take their rights, liberties, or justice for granted, she added. Handler echoed that take in 2018. 59% of white women voted for Ted Cruz. I don't know what it is going to take for us to be sisters to other women, but we have to do better than this, she wrote after discovering that the majority of white women supported Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, over former Representative Beto O'Rourke, DTX. We need to vote for the best interests of others, and stop thinking only about ourselves. Handler told Ellen DeGeneres last year that she started to feel very gross about herself when she realized her supposed white privilege.